RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Campers Inn. To find your family's next RV, visit campersinn.com.
And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com. And by Penguin Random House, the publishers of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations and The Idiot's Guide to RVing, available at your favorite booksellers today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are celebrating the second birthday of the podcast we started recording at our dining room table in September of 2015. Some people might call it an anniversary, but this is our baby, so we are lighting candles and blowing up balloons.
And we are announcing the most exciting project that we have ever undertaken in the history of RVFTA. Tents for Troops is a charitable organization that seeks to provide camping opportunities for enlisted military personnel. They have a new initiative called the RV Loaner Program, and we want to help it get it off the ground. Stay tuned to hear how you can pitch in and say thank you to the troops that keep us safe every single day.
You might think the country is hopelessly divided this political season, but we know that there are things we can all get behind and support together. You are listening to episode number 107. RVFTA supports the Tents for Troops RV Loaner Program.
Before we head into this week's RVFTA News Roundup, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance, those fine folks who sent us to the Hershey RV Show.
Woohoo! You can get the perfect amount of coverage wherever you roam around the United States. With packages available for seasonal use and for full-timers, call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV for more info today.
Remember that song, Rome, by the B-52s?
Yes. Don't say. Nope. Stop. No.
I'm gonna hit stop.
Okay. Yeah. Not only should you not sing on a regular episode, but with the whole man cold you've got going on.
I'm losing my voice. On our second birthday episode, it's finally happened.
Oh.
I wasn't going to mention it.
But
apparently Stephanie feels like we must address the white elephant in the room.
Yeah.
So look, it's our second birthday episode, and I'm frankly in shock that we have recorded this podcast every single week, plus bonus episodes here and there, for 2 straight years. We have never taken a week off.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's kind of crazy. I mean, we're just
Happy
a bunch of crazy
to
kids.
The podcast. I know.
Bunch of crazy kids with a Blue Yeti microphone, a dining room table, right? It all started there. So let's celebrate a little bit.
Yeah.
Why don't we get started by doing a big giveaway for our listeners?
Yeah. Okay. So we said that we have a huge initiative to announce, really, which is our first official, like throwing our official birthday party to ourselves. But of course, we thrive on great giveaways here at RVFTA. So we had to get one for our birthday. And wouldn't you know it? Our partners came through. All right, you ready for this? This is a good one.
Our partners are clutch.
I know.
And I think this is the biggest gift we've ever given away.
Probably.
I think it is. I think it kind of tops the last one by about $30.
Okay, ready? All right, here it is.
I'm ready.
All right, campfire, hot chocolate, and family time. Sounds like a perfect getaway, and it is. You are going to enter for a chance to win a 3-night camping stay or a 2-night vacation rental at any of the Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resorts in the U.S. or Canada. Plus, you are going to receive a set of 4 camp casual mugs so you can sip a hot beverage around the campfire. Okay, so here's the nitty-gritty details. These are good. These camping nights are good through the year 2017. And the maximum value of this gift is $400.
So you can get 3 nights on like a tent site or an RV site, mm-hmm. or 2 nights in one of their vacation rentals, largely meaning cabins.
Right.
And they're maxing out the value at $400 because apparently there's a few really expensive rentals in their system.
Well, we know that.
Well,
yeah.
You know, they're like some houses for rent, basically.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is a great prize. And thank you so much to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. We're just thrilled that they offered this to our listeners. And then we're including 4 Camp Casual mugs, the new Camp Casual mug set, all with sort of vintage RVs on them. They are really great mugs for your hot chocolate this fall during your free Yogi Bear weekend.
I am so happy to be giving away this prize because I just think it's going to make some family extremely happy to get this gift.
I would like to
win. Cool, right? Okay, so here is how you are going to enter to win. We are going to put up the post on Facebook and Instagram, okay, for this podcast episode.
And once the episode's out, we'll put the post up.
Yeah, and the post is going to say, oh, to enter for the giveaway, you know, this is what you have to do below. So you'll get a clue as to the post if you're a little confused. But in the comments for the post on Facebook and Instagram, you need to tell us what your favorite podcast episode ever was and why.
And you need to say the episode number.
The number.
You need to say, like, episode 26.
And why you loved it.
Blah, blah, blah. And why I loved it. So that other people can go find that episode and check it out if they've never listened to it.
Yeah. So, and
now, that's not a lot of work to have to do to get a $250 prize.
It's not a lot of work. But it's useful to us because we love to hear feedback like that from our audience. But then it's also useful to our other listeners who maybe haven't listened to all the episodes because they just started listening and they'll be able to see those. And it also helps make sure that we're giving this away to an actual podcast listener.
Oh, you could fake it.
You can.
And let's just throw the gauntlet down. Let's announce the winner by, you want to say Sunday night? So we'll give it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Do you want to do that?
No,
I'm putting Stephanie on the spot.
No, that's not good because
some people have a
lot of people that listen on Monday morning commute.
And that would be so unfair.
And they listen every Monday morning.
So are we going to give people a full week?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Totally a full week. So we won't even announce it on next week's episode. It'll be announced on the next one because people have their time that they listen. And I respect that because I have my time that I listen to certain podcasts during the week.
I respect that too.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I suggested that foolish idea.
It's okay. That's what I'm here for.
It is what you're here for.
Smack down those
now,
foolish ideas.
At the end of this show, we're going to share our favorite episodes of RVFTA as well after we do our big feature topic. But before we do that, let's talk about the Hershey RV show for a minute.
Yeah. So unless you were under a rock this last weekend, right? You know that we were at the Hershey RV show.
I mean, everybody in America knew.
And that we released 4 special episodes. They were pretty good. Like, I was really happy with how that turned out. It wasn't easy. Like, we were running, right, the whole time we were there. But I think they're great.
I think they're really good, too. JP was upset that we did not include a pop-up camper or a hybrid in our RVs for the larger family.
Yeah.
But we weren't trying to be conclusive and cover every possible option for the larger family. And plus, frankly, sorry to say to you pop-up lovers out there, weren't many pop-up campers at the Hershey RV show.
Yeah, let's be clear. We were not being comprehensive. What we were doing was picking new and best-selling RV floor plans. And guess what? The hybrids and the pop-ups aren't best-selling.
Yeah, I mean, there were some hybrids there, but pop-ups, man, they were like, there's like 1 or 2 shoved in the corner. And I think someone just left them here from the year before.
And even with the hybrids, there's absolutely nothing new being released out there. And why? This is the marketplace. They are not selling. We actually give a disproportionate amount of coverage to pop-ups and hybrids.
Well,
we really do on this show.
Particularly pop-ups are actually really, the sales are really poor. And Stephanie and I have a real soft spot for pop-ups. We're not making fun of pop-ups. Anyone out there who loves their pop-up?
We always, those pop-up people. They're very passionate. We'll always get emails.
They are passionate, but I just, there's not a lot of new ones being sold. Yeah. And at the Hershey RV show, there really wasn't one to cover that would have been interesting to talk about. So anyway, go back and check those special episodes that we did at the Hershey RV show. And it sure was fun meeting podcast listeners. And my best memory of meeting podcast listeners was Stephanie and I each had a backpack of swag. We parked one morning, I think it was Saturday. And by the time we got to the entrance gates, I was out of swag in my backpack because we met so many people in the parking lot. That was really cool.
And I wanted to give a special shout out to Ron and Sherry, who were 2 of those people in the parking lot. And they were like boarding a shuttle back to their hotel. And there was this like really like quick, they're like, Jeremy and Stephanie. And we were like, hey. And we like were throwing progressive swag at them. And they were saying all these nice things. And then they got on the bus and left. They sent us an email after that. And it was, the email was full of incredibly sweet compliments. And we do have just listeners out there who are really just so open with saying to us like that they love listening to us. And we really appreciate that because we podcast in a studio, you know, like just the two of us. So they said that. And then they said in the email, they were starstruck and couldn't think of anything to say. And that cracked me up. I was like starstruck. Like, by us?
Forget Brad and Angelina.
I was like, that was so funny to me. Like, I just kidding. I was like, me? I struck you with my starriness?
Like, it was those shiny progressive water bottles we were throwing at them.
We were. Maybe, like,
as
like,
they boarded the
maybe
bus.
Maybe one of the like water bottles like hit their head and they saw stars or something. I don't know. But Ron and Cherry, it was very nice to meet you. And we're sorry we didn't get to chat longer.
A podcast needs fans. Any podcast needs fans. And if we didn't have fans, we wouldn't, you know, have the energy and the enthusiasm to do it.
We wouldn't be celebrating our second year of doing this.
It would be sad.
Because it takes a certain level of that, like, feedback from your listeners to give you that energy to do it and that inspiration to do
it. When we're tired, when we're crawling, you light our fire.
Yeah.
That's
what
you do.
Don't start singing. I can imagine the come on, baby, let my fire.
So we're gonna come back with our feature topic, and it really is like this is the coolest thing we've ever tried to do, and I'm really thrilled to try and do it. I'm a little nervous to try and do it.
Yeah.
But we want to raise money to buy an RV. We want our community, the RV FTA community, all of you out there, to collectively raise money to buy an RV that will then be donated to the Tents for Troops nonprofit organization. And then that RV will be used so that active duty families, enlisted families, can spend a free weekend at the campground in that RV. And we're going to come back in a second and give you all the details on how we're going to make this happen as a community.
Stay tuned.
Choosing the right RV dealership is as important as choosing the right RV.
Campers in RV was founded on the belief that every customer deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. That's why they offer the Integrity Pricing Guarantee. All of their advertised prices include freight, prep, orientation, and detailing, so customers will never be surprised by last-minute upcharges and fees.
Campers in RV believes strongly in transparency, and they strive to make customers feel confident that they have found the perfect RV for their budget and their dreams.
Since 1966, Campers in RV has become the nation's largest family-owned dealership with 15 locations across the East Coast. Come down and learn why Campers in RV has been the RVer's trusted resource for 50 years.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for our featured topic, Tents for Troops and the RV Loaner Program. And this is the biggest initiative RVFTA has ever put together. We are so thrilled to try to do this. So let's give a little background. Tents for Troops is a very reputable nonprofit. And what they do is they reach out to campgrounds and they strike deals with campgrounds so that individual campgrounds will offer free weekends of camping for active duty soldiers and their families. And they've done an amazing job and they have many, many campgrounds across the country that participate. Now they want to start a program where there are RVs to loan out to active duty families. They have not been able to raise money for an RV yet, and that's where we want the RVFTA community to step in really strong and donate some money. We want to raise how much?
All right, so here is our fundraising goal. We want to raise, wait for it, $10,000 to purchase one RV that will be placed permanently on a campsite, and it will be made available to active duty military personnel and their families.
And it will only be used for those active duty military personnel and their families. It's not like it's the campground's going to be, you know, renting it out on weekends when there's not an Army family or a military family there. So it will be exclusively used for military families to use for some free camping.
Right. And Charlie Curry, he is the founder of the Tents for Troops organization, and he's also the owner of the Tattle River RV Resort, which is in Washington State. And, you know, he has campground owners that are willing. They already are telling him, I've got a site for you.
He has three campgrounds already. So
right,
we're not going to announce the name of the campground tonight because we're going to make some decisions with Charlie. Mm-hmm. But there are three campgrounds across the country already that are willing to you know, store this RV and then bring it out for the troops and their families when they're ready to go camping for free.
Yeah, and we really think that a lot of why this program just hasn't gotten off of its feet is just about awareness and word of mouth. And we feel like we can not only raise the money for this program, but also just raise awareness for this program, which, you know, could snowball and offer even more to this great charity than we want to with the $10,000.
Yeah, and we have thousands of people listening every single week. And being that we only need to raise $10,000, because we're looking at like buying a small, modest travel trailer. I mean, we're not looking to get anything fancy here. Our listeners could pull together and make this happen very easily if everyone out there is generous and makes a donation.
All right. So how we're going to do this is we have actually set up a GoFundMe page already. And this GoFundMe page is linked directly to the Tents for Troops organization. There will be no money funneling through the RVFTA account. It goes directly to the organization.
So besides a small processing fee that GoFundMe charges to operate their site, 100% of your donations are going towards the purchase of this RV. And we know we can make it happen. We know you guys out there can make this happen. And we want to make it happen quickly.
And Charlie Curry has pledged to buy an RV with that $10,000. And the organization is saying, give us $10,000 and we have a trailer. Like, we will get a trailer for $10,000. That's the price that we need to raise to get that trailer. So we really think that this is something that we can all accomplish together. Okay, so the GoFundMe page is RVFTA supports Tents for Troops. Now, you can also go to the show notes page for this episode 107, and you can click on the link there. We'll also put a link on the side of our, like on the sidebar of our website. So if you are driving right now, you're working out right now, and you get back to your house, and you're like, I want to donate, but I don't remember what it was, go to rvfamilytravel.com, traveleatlas.com, and you'll see a button for the donation.
Yeah, and if you forget and you don't donate, we'll come to your house, we'll knock on your door, and we'll say, hey, we've given you over 100 episodes of RV content here, okay? Yeah. So all we're asking in return for our big anniversary episode, our second year anniversary episode, we're not doing a Kickstarter for us, okay? We want you to donate. And Stephanie, when are we going to stop asking our listeners for money?
Yeah, so this is like, you know, people have joked about how we're like the NPR like program of the RV world. Well, guess what, folks? This is like the NPR fundraising. As soon as we raise our money, we're going to stop talking about it. So,
start donating the money and we'll stop asking.
So from today through this third year of broadcasting, all right, or podcasting, every episode, we are going to remind people to donate to this. As soon as we hit $10,000, we can go back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the campgrounds that are offering to do this are nice because, you know, Stephanie and I like check out reviews and stuff. So like there's some nice campgrounds out there that want to do this. So, you know, these military families will be able to have a really nice weekend in an RV at a nice campground, some hiking, some fishing, getting outdoors. Now, we're going to incentivize a couple donations. Now, look, give whatever you can give. If you can give $10, give $10. If you can give $100, give $100. If you can give $200, give we don't care. We don't have, you know, we don't have something set in mind, but we have two price points at which we will send you a gift.
Yeah. So if you donate $50 to the GoFundMe campaign, we will send you one of our RVFTA bumper magnets. And if you say, if you're listening to this and you say, well, I bought that $5 bumper magnet, then I say to you, lucky you, you're now going to have two if you donate.
Share with a friend.
Give it to the other car.
Wrap it up and give it to somebody for their
birthday.
Put one on
your trailer, your car,
just whatever. Randomly walk up to somebody's camper and stick it on there.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, exactly. You donate to another good cause. All right, now that's $50. You get an RVFTA bumper magnet. For a $100 donation, you are going to get a bumper magnet and an RVFTA t-shirt. Now, here's the qualification for this. While supplies last.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting next to the t-shirts right now. Yeah. So there's a good number of them, but we probably will run out at some point. Mm-hmm. Now, how will we know that people are giving 50 or 100? It's just going
it's
to be...
It's on GoFundMe.
It's on GoFundMe. But is somebody's donation anonymous? Is
they
it public?
They can choose.
Okay.
So that, you know, when you make a donation on GoFundMe, you can choose. If you go anonymous, I'm sorry, I can't help you with the incentives. But if you have your name there and then, you know, it'll show that you're $50, you're $100. You can email us with, you know, or private message us on Facebook or Instagram with your address, and we will send along your incentive reward for up in that $50 or $100 price.
Now, Stephanie has mentioned we are living through a pretty rancorous moment politically, but we can all agree that camping's a good thing. And well, I think that we can all agree that if we can send some of our military families camping for free, that that's a pretty awesome thing.
We really thought for a very long time about what we were going to do to celebrate 2 years of podcasting. And we wanted it to be something, you know, last year we had a really fun time at the rally. And I think that at our fall rally, we celebrated our first birthday. And I think the whole point of that was that that first year was about building community. And it was so much fun to at the rally have a birthday cake and just say, like, look at this. Like, all of these people know each other because of the podcast. And it was really about community building. Now, going into the third year, we were saying, you know, what do we want that to be about? And we were thinking a lot about some reoccurring themes on our podcast. And one of those is that we've said over and over again about how a campground brings people together, that, you know, regardless of class, regardless of race, regardless of age, people interact together at a campground in ways that sometimes you don't even see people interacting together, you know, in regular life, in everyday life, in the suburbs, etc. So it was like, how can we celebrate the fact that the campground, we say, is this unique place in American culture? And, you know, so we thought about that, and we thought about, you know, maybe an issue or a cause that, regardless of what your political leanings are right now in this incredibly negative, you know, time period where everybody's like just insulting each other, it's like, what is one thing that everybody can get behind? And I really do think it's that we appreciate our troops and that we want to show our military more support on the home front.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more about Tens for Troops in general, or just, you know, see where you're donating this money to, you can go to their website, mm-hmm. which is
tensfortroops.org.
I encourage you to do so.
Okay. And then on that website, it's going to give a little bit of a story, you know, about the charitable organization. By the way, the organization, it has a board of trustees, our good friend, Evan Schmarter, who has been on the show twice. She's on that board. This is a reputable charity. Charlie is known to be running this charity for the greater good.
And we're going
to
have Charlie on the show at some point. And we weren't able to do that for this episode, but we didn't want to wait on this. So we will have Charlie on. He can tell you all about the history of Tents for Troops, and we'll get everybody revved up about this.
Now, another thing you can do is you can go to tentsfortroops.org, and there's a page that says, like, see where our parks are. And there's a map there of the United States. And you can click on any of the states, and it will show the different parks that are in your state that participate in this program. And there's a couple of good things about that. First of all, it shows that this is in 48 states. 48 states have campgrounds that are participating in this charity and have been for a while now. New Jersey has quite a few campgrounds on that list, including Camp Taylor, which we love and we've reviewed, you know, on our show. So go and see what campgrounds are supporting this and maybe go camp there. And then when you're there, be like, hey, thanks for supporting Tents for Troops, right?
It's a great
like,
idea.
Give that, like, kudos
to owners. Pick a campground for that reason. You know,
yeah.
Pull down and say, hey, I want to try a new campground in my state. Why not go to one of these places that's making these donations to the troops?
Now, also, I know that we have military folks that listen to our show. So I also want to use this as a public service announcement, say you might not know about this program.
Well, and thanks to each and every one of them. And actually, there's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of emails
do.
From active duty military who listen to the podcast. And, you know, a lot of them are into the great outdoors and into camping and want to own an RV if they don't own one already. So a big thank you to anyone out there who's listening who is active duty or retired military.
So to participate, to be a member campground in this program, what you have to do is commit two sites, okay, in your campground. You have to say there are at least two sites in the campground that I allow an active military member two nights on for free. Okay. So if somebody who was in the military calls up and says, I like to come camping at your campground with my family, you would have a site that they could stay on for two nights for free. Now, you are allowed to black out holiday weekends, but they say you're not allowed to black out weekends in general. It's not like you can say, oh, no, you can only come camping during the week. Like, you know, they can go on the weekend. It's just that, like, if it's a 4th of July weekend, they can black that out. But for the most part, it's very user-friendly and it's very simple. Now, that's just the minimum. A campground can have a policy that allows for up to a week of free camping. So every park is unique. And
we'll figure all of that out, how it's going to work for this RV at the campground that we choose. And we'll share that information.
Yeah, and that's going to be an ongoing project. Like we said, this was our project going into our third year. And we wanted it to be big and we wanted it to be important. And we wanted it to reflect the values of RVing that we say we hold so dear. Namely, that it gives our family time to, you know, grow together, to grow closer, to relax, to rejuvenate. And who needs that more than the people that are in our military in this country? Really, who needs it more?
Like, and it'll be exciting for all of us out there to watch and see the money being raised on this GoFundMe page. And we'll keep people posted on the podcast.
Yeah. So, we are excited and we have a lot of trepidation because it's very scary, even though we know
that we're control freaks and basically we don't have control over what you do or what you give. So we need you to step in here.
The way that I look at it is like when we look at the numbers of you listeners out there, it should be a piece of cake to raise this money. We could raise it in one day.
We should. But let's not rely on the fact that there are thousands of people listening to the show and say, oh, well, everybody else, you know, give what you can give, okay? Yeah. Give what you can give. Don't think that everybody else is going to. We don't know.
Yeah.
So make a healthy donation on your own part, whatever you can give.
So it's scary for us to kind of go like, okay, what's going to happen? Like, we have no idea why we're recording this right now, what the rollout is going to be, whether our phone's going to be like, I have the GoFundMe app on my phone. I downloaded it. Is it going to be dinging, you know, with like donation alerts on Friday? Or are we going to be staring at that zero mark, you know, and going, please, listeners, please. And I really hope it's dinging. I really hope that even if somebody says, you know what, I don't really have a lot of money right now, but I have $10, because you know you do. Everybody has $10, right? I mean,
Look, everybody's finances are different. You're going to know, okay, I can comfortably give 10. I can comfortably give 50. I can comfortably give 100. You know your finances. You know what you can give.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully you all join together with us. And I can't imagine a better moment in RVFTA history than putting a travel trailer on a campsite for a military family to enjoy.
It will be the best moment in RVFTA history.
The best.
And you guys will make it happen, not us.
Yeah.
So,
and we'll share that with everybody. I mean, like, talk about, you know, the opportunity for all of us to just give, you know, just feel like as a community, we really accomplished something. So, you know, speaking of moments in RVFTA history, we've got other moments in RVFTA history that we want to talk about. And that's what we're going to do in the second segment. We're going to come back and we are kind of going to get a little reflective. And we each picked some of our favorite shows over the past 2 years and also sort of our highs and our lows, right?
But give that website one more time for GoFundMe.
All right. It is, if you just go to GoFundMe, you can search for RVFTA Supports Tents for Troops. Or you can go to rvfamilytravelatlas.com and you will see a link to click on the sidebar to go to the GoFundMe page or the show notes for this episode 107. There's going to be a link there also.
Or we come into your house and knock in on your door.
Or we get scary. All right. We'll be back in a second.
Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories.
And now is the perfect time to book your stay for an activity-packed, themed weekend this fall.
From tailgate parties to pumpkin festivals to Halloween celebrations, Jellystone Parks have calendars full of fall fun.
And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home.
Visit CampJellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Before we do our final segment on rewards and challenges and our favorite podcast episodes, we need to thank our friends at Penguin Random House for sponsoring this very podcast.
Yeah, Penguin Random House is the publishers of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations and The Complete Idiot's Guide to RVing. If you want to know everything about your RV and where to go in it, there is no better pair of books. You get practical tips and suggestions for RV maintenance and safety, along with a bucket list of 40 amazing RV destinations when you purchase these books. They are available from all major booksellers and online.
They make a great pair.
Yeah.
And they'd make a great gift set.
They would. They might show up on our holiday gift guide. You never know.
You never know. Don't hold your breath. So we're going to get reflective, and Stephanie and I don't really like to do this very often. We don't like to get sappy, but we wanted to look back on the 2 years of podcasting a little bit. So let's start by talking about our biggest challenges and our biggest rewards through the 2 years of podcasting. So why don't you start with the challenge and then the reward?
Okay. All right. So the biggest challenge for me has been that we took something that was our hobby and our downtime and our spare time activity, RVing and travel, and we turned it into a full-fledged job. Like, it's my job. So what has happened is that, we felt so blessed over the past year to have so much work in that area and to be doing so much traveling and have so much freelance writing and to be doing the podcast that we didn't do any travel that wasn't content building and related. So going forward into the next year, and we've talked about this, we have to also know how to do something or go somewhere and not be in our minds creating content. Right? Don't you think?
Yeah, that's hard for me. I think of everything as content now.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, to just take a vacation, I think.
Right.
We're not complaining. Yeah. I mean, it's not like a complaint. I mean, we're lucky, blessed, thrilled that we're doing this as a business. But I think it's going to be important to occasionally say, okay, we're going somewhere and we're not creating content. And the secret might be to go to somewhere we've been to before.
Yeah.
And
it's
covered
not
before.
Everybody needs, whether you love what you do, everybody says, oh, love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. That's not really true. It's hard work. You can have a blast and it'd still be hard work. And everybody needs some time off. That's just standard third.
I always think that everyone misunderstands how hard everyone else works. I always think that however hard you think someone works, they're working 10 times harder. Like for all of us, yeah. Right? We just, unless you're the person doing it, you don't get it.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I just think that I learned it's weird when the thing that most people do to have time off is the thing you're doing, really in your work day every day, and you're scheduling it and you're arranging it and you're writing about it. So that's a big goal for us going into next year. We've already talked about it and we've already talked about a potential trip that we could take that would literally be it's so hard for us. We're always we could just do an article for so-and-so on this. And we need to
we do enjoy it. That's
yeah,
why.
But we need to just say this is literally a week off of, and we are doing nothing except just enjoying it and lazing around.
Yeah, I need a no camera week.
Right.
Right? Like literally, you're not taking pictures this week.
Yeah.
Right? So what's your biggest reward?
Well, so it was so funny. I was thinking about this episode and I had in my head what I wanted to share for that. And just the other day, I think it was yesterday or maybe it was, I can't remember what day it was, but Carrie Cox from Travels with Birdie shared on her Facebook page an article actually from NPR, and it was called 8 Ways You Can Survive and Thrive in Midlife. And the reason why she posted that was because one of the examples in the 8 ways was taking an RV trip. That wasn't the actual 8, one of the ways, but the writer used that as an example of a time when they did something completely different than anything else they had ever done. So this article really hit home with why this has been so rewarding for me personally. And it's because it gave us a totally new challenge in life. We were both teaching, and this just gave us opportunities for flexing those creative muscles and also that problem solving. I learned so many new things over the course of the last 2 years.
Do you think I have big creative muscles?
Cut, edit.
I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree.
Think that that is like the secret to not getting bogged down in that midlife, like doldrums of feeling like, you know, you're not in control of things and you're just doing like what you're supposed to do and you're going to those PTO meetings and watching the kids at soccer. And all of those things are really fun for us. We love those things. But then it's also not enough for us. We also always feel like that, like Paul, to be working on something that's a bigger project for us. And that this has been an incredible ride for the two of us together as partners.
One of Stephanie's undergraduate professors, I went out to Stephanie's school for a semester in college. He called us a hard-charging couple. Remember that?
I was like, really? I do remember that. I was like, what is he talking about? That was a really weird thing for him to say.
I think he was right.
We were like at a cocktail party, like one of those, like, you know, whatever, meet the, you know, speaker college things that you end up at. And he said that to you. And I was like, that's a really weird thing to say. Why would he think that about us? And I think it's, in a way, it's just true that it's not easy to work with your partner. Creatively, it's not easy because like your defenses are down, right? Like you don't work with your partner the way that you work with people at work, right? You just don't. So it's not easy to work with your partner, but it is rewarding in a way that I think it isn't when you're working with somebody else. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Now, you want to share?
My biggest challenge over 2 years has been that we have been recording at night for 2 years. I mean, pretty much every podcast you've ever listened to has been recorded late at night after the kids are in bed, post 9 o'clock, often post 10 o'clock, sometimes post 11 o'clock, sometimes after midnight. And that's been, you know, physically challenging, mentally challenging, just challenging, because that's the time when, you know, we've worked a full day, we've taken care of the kids, we've gotten them to bed. And that's really just when you want to flop out and read a book or watch TV. And we've been working for 2 years during those hours. And it's a cliche to say it, but it's true. But that's what entrepreneurs do when they have a career and they're building a second career or a business. And we have actually lived that for the last 2 years. So that's been tough.
Yeah, it has been. And so this is the year of change, right?
It's the year of change. So, I mean, this is working as a business for us, not just the podcast, but sort of the whole package. And this is Stephanie's full-time career right now, which I just feel like it's gives me shivers to say that. And I've also been able to change my schedule a little bit so that we can record during the day. And I'm really excited this year to be recording the podcast at 1:30 in the afternoon before the boys get home from school instead of at 10 o'clock at night.
Except we're not now.
Well, yeah, it's right now. It's like,
that's,
you know, it's
supposedly
like,
the
we're going to get there. But I'm actually hoping that we're going to make a better podcast because we're going to be more alert, more energetic, more awake. And all this nonsense we've been spouting for the past 2 years, you know, throw it out the window and we'll kind of sharpen this whole gig up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we get sharp. No, all right. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. Maybe it'll be boring because we're not like
I want to have a
tired.
Cup of coffee next to me when I do this. I want like my afternoon cup of coffee. There's some caffeine. And like I want to record with the sun out, with daylight, you know? Yeah. We're vampires. We're doing this as vampires. And I think so many podcasters probably do.
Yeah. Well, I think that you just miss watching TV at night.
A little bit. It's fall. There's good shows on. Now, the biggest reward is that it's altered our professional careers. I'm not just a teacher anymore. I'm a teacher and a podcaster and an author, and it's been a wonderful ride, and who knows what the future holds for me in that department. And now, Stephanie, after almost 15 years in education, you are a podcast producer and a content creator, and it's like you're this is a dream of yours, and you're actually living it right now. And
I do. I mean, let's like be real. It looks like me in my jeans at the dining room table all day looking at a computer screen, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And you know, look, you're working harder than you've ever worked.
Yes, that's
true. And you're working more hours than you've ever worked. And it's year round, you know, I mean, there's not summer vacation. And then because I'm still, you know, a full-time teacher, even though I've scaled back a little bit and I'm doing this, you know, we're both just working harder than we've ever worked.
Yeah. But it's so true that, you know, when you're doing, and that's where when you're doing something you love comes into play, because it's true. It was so like just physically challenging to produce those four special podcasts at the Hershey RV show. And we had literally a blast. Like, we had a blast.
Oh, that was about the most fun I've had podcasting. It was so much fun.
I couldn't feel my legs.
This whole thing is a blast. I just don't like it that we have to constantly do it when we're exhausted.
Yeah.
And that's my only, it's not even a complaint. It's just sort of an observation, is that I love every scrap of this, this thing that we're doing. But we're just often doing it when we're tired. And I'm really looking forward to having a different year with that.
All right. So that's a different kind of conversation than we normally have on this podcast. It's all that behind the scenes, emotional unveiling kind of a thing. But now let's move on.
She's got to get all meta about it, because now she's all embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. So let's talk about our favorite podcast episode.
Okay,
do you want to go first?
Well, do you want to go back and forth, or do you want to do five and I'll do five?
No, five and five. Yeah, that's better.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and these are not in order. I don't think that I could arrange them in order.
Mine are.
Oh, well.
Mine are in order numerically, like just by
Aren't. So just five favorites. Episode number 48, Dispatches from Glacier and Yosemite. And that was two segments, one long segment with Carrie Cox, one long segment with Brett Nielsen. So you might say, well, why was that one of your favorites? Because I think for the first time, it really made me feel like we were doing a national show and that it was not a regional show. You know, we're from the Northeast, and you know, initially we were definitely covering the Northeast a lot more than any other zone, but we have added some really awesome, talented correspondents, and we can cover the whole country. And a big goal for this coming year is to even cover more of the country and to add more voices from different places that we have not covered enough. But after that episode, I really felt like this is a national podcast about RV travel.
And our listeners may not realize the extent to which we work to make this podcast not about us. Like, even though they're hearing our voices all the time, like, we're really trying to talk about topics that, you know, if we were doing this podcast, we might never think about or whatever. It's all about, like, bringing other points of view in, bringing other experiences in. We love that, and we've been thriving on doing that.
We are a network, not a cult of personality.
Yeah,
so my next one, episode number 28, Meet the New American Camper. Now, we've done episodes 2 years in a row where we have covered KOA's North American Camping Report, and we go over all the statistics about camping and RVing and millennials and baby boomers and Gen Xers, and I love those kinds of like deep think type pieces where you're kind of like thinking about the future of both of those industries, analyzing just the current statistics on what's happening. Kind of, I like to try to keep our pulse on the finger of both of these industries, of camping and RVing. One of my favorite reviews ever said that we were an of the moment podcast. And I like that. I want to feel like we have our finger on the pulse of what's happening in those two industries. And we're doing our best to do that.
And even as we get old, we'll still try to...
Well, we'll hire some young bucks,
young,
you know.
Young whippersnappers.
That's the thing. If Stephanie and I are podcasting when we're 60, we'll have like the 20-year-old correspondent, the 30-year-old correspondent, the 40-year-old correspondent. I don't ever want to be like afraid and jealous of the youngsters.
No.
Right?
No, let them have fun. We'll just like appreciate it from the sidelines.
Millennials are pretty awesome. They're not perfect. But millennials, they're like, I've said it before, they're like God's gift to camping.
I think I heart millennials, and I think a lot of the things that are said about them are unfair. So I'm a big fan.
Well,
a lot of
nice things are said about millennials too, though. Okay, right. But they're always looked at as like marketing fodder, right? Yeah. Like, well,
they're probably so sick of hearing.
What are they going to buy?
But you know? When we come to think of it, I think Gen X was like that too for a while. Don't you remember there was a certain time in our lives when it was like everybody was like Gen X, Gen X,
slackers.
Gen X, yeah.
And here we are podcasting at midnight.
Yeah, we're not slackers.
Okay,
right.
So the next. Favorite episode number 25, Hello Cutie, We Heart Tiny Trailers. So we went to the Denver RV show and we came back and covered it, and that was really the first time we had done that, I think. Boy, do I love covering an RV show. I mean, it is something that you can podcast about and create content with. And that was sort of a realization, like, hey, anytime we get a speaking gig at an RV show or anytime we go to an RV show, there's massive content there, particularly if it's a good RV show like the one in Denver. So again, it's sort of a favorite because it opened up a whole new world of content for me, I think.
And I think that those have been some of our more helpful episodes for people because and this is an example of kind of how we've used the show to communicate, like, you know, about other people's journeys. Like, we never even went to an RV show before we bought our camper.
No, we never had. That's true.
And
we never
like,
thought
we
of
have,
that before.
You know, we have like realized there are a lot of newbies that listen to our show and they don't even go to an RV show. We didn't. So one of the things that we're showing people is that this is an educational tool, not necessarily a sales event. It doesn't have to be a sales event. And I feel like that's something that
we've
offered.
It's also something to do in the winter. And it's content in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, we've fallen into this pattern where spring, summer, and fall, a lot of travel content. And then at some point in the fall, we move into industry content, RV show content. And I kind of like that pattern. So my next favorite episode, a more recent one, episode 103, Greetings from Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. And I love these episodes that we do, these greetings episodes. I love it when we go up to a place for 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, and we're just gathering details and content and information and tips for our listeners, then putting it together in a nice podcast package. It's my absolute favorite type of podcast to do when we go somewhere brand new and we report back on it to our listeners.
The travel podcasts are definitely your favorite.
Always will be.
And not necessarily mine, and not for a reason, like a negative reason. It's just, I don't know. It's...
Well, I think of the trip when I think of the podcast, and that's
right.
Why I'm so fond of them.
Yeah, so that has been something that you've really pushed for. And the funny thing is over the course of the last year, the amount of feedback we get from our listeners saying that they plan trips based on those episodes.
That's been very rewarding.
It's been very rewarding, and it makes us feel like, you know, we're really helping people to plan these great RV adventures, which is always a lot of fun. So,
and then the last one in the same category, Greetings from Charleston, South Carolina. Again, this is all about discovery for me, and travel is the heart of what we do. If it wasn't for the travel part of it, none of the rest of it would be interesting. I mean, talking about technology or maintenance or just the approaches to family RVing, none of that stuff's interesting to me if there's not travel at the core of the experience. So going to somewhere like Charleston and just being floored by a new destination, falling in love with the new destination, and then putting together the podcast is really great fun.
That was a great trip, soup to nuts, from an amazing campground to amazing experiences.
And I like how, for both Greetings from Sleeping Bear Dunes and Greetings from Charleston, how we paired it up with Campground of the Week and did the campground review over there. I liked that pattern too, and I really hope to continue doing that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite new things that we've developed. And we always, we plan on developing new things in the future too. You know, it's never like something set in stone. It's always fun to say, hey, what could we do here?
And I think we're just getting started.
Yeah.
What's past is prologue. To quote the Shakespeare.
Wah, wah. All right. So it's my turn, right?
All right.
So ironically, I have no travel episodes on my list, but I had more of moments. I felt like they were things that ended up setting the stage for other things in our network. So the first one that I did was number 23, Meet the Girl Campers. Do you know why I picked that
one? Because we met the girl camper. We met Janine Pettit. We interviewed her in the lobby of an Atlantic City hotel. Well, I knew who she was.
We knew who she was
from the Go RVing blog, but we didn't know her.
No.
And to know her is to love her.
We had reached out to her knowing that we would both be presenting at the RV show. And we had said, could we interview you while we're there? This was, you know, us getting started more with our interviewing, you know, stretching our muscles with that a little bit. And it's so amazing for me to look back at episode number 23 and think that was our first interview with Janine Pettit, Girl Camper. And, you know, now on episode 107, I produced 50 episodes of Girl Camper, the podcast. That's amazing. And we had no idea.
It is amazing. And she's just she's just an incredible light, an incredible energy, incredible personality, an incredible storyteller.
Yeah. And we knew that the minute we saw her. So, okay. So my second pick, number 27, Spring Camping Resolutions. And I picked this because of the fact that it was something that I have no idea where we got the idea from. It was who knows? We just have these brainstorming sessions.
You know.
Yeah. No, I remember now. It was mine. So we have these sessions, and who knows? We came up with this idea about resolutions. But we got so much feedback over that episode. People were emailing us and telling us what their resolutions were. Over and over again. Through the weeks that followed, we got inundated with people's spring camping resolutions. And I realized, We're giving people ideas. We're inspiring people.
People are coming up with their own resolutions.
Yes.
And is that therein lies the community aspect of this.
Yeah, like it felt like, oh my gosh, we did this episode and we just inspired people to set goals for themselves, like in a good way, right? Like not in a a negative way, like what do I need to change? But just like, oh, what can I accomplish with this like activity that we all love.
This is the
do.
Type of episode that lives on after the episode in our No Cranks Allowed forum.
Yeah.
Which has been a really rich part of this experience for us too. So if you haven't signed up for the forum, you need to do so.
So then we did it again this year and it was just as much fun. And part of the fun was looking back to last year's episode where we talked about what our resolutions were. We listened and we said, oh, what did I accomplish? What didn't I? Like the whole thing, I just felt like it was establishing this pattern. Like I can't wait till next, you know, we're going to do next one.
I like the seasonality of certain episodes.
Yeah.
And I do like really repeating certain episodes.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like we'll do this, that every year. I know we will. And I know that people are thinking that way, that are our listeners. They're going, oh, what are my spring camping resolutions? And that, I like that idea. Okay.
I love your next one.
Yeah, you do.
Almost picked it.
Okay, so number 41 was Campground Smackdown, public versus private. And it's kind of funny that I chose this one because it's like, it's not the episode in it of itself that I'm like, that was an amazing episode.
Oh, I think we nailed it.
Oh, do you?
I do.
I think that that episode represented a lot of where we were going with this podcast and where we've been, you know, over the last 2 years, where we were really like taking people out of the comfort zone of saying, well, I like this or I like that or this is better, that's better. And we were really like diving into how you get to make the decision for what's best for you and your camping family. People are like, that's a terrible campgrounder. That's the best campground ever. And the whole point is, yes, it's all relative, folks. I hate to break it to you.
And, you know, to pat ourselves on the back, I mean, one thing that I like about us, you know, is that we like both. Mm-hmm. We love both. We like the whole range of camping experiences. And I think it's part of what makes the podcast good is that we're able to dip our toes into any of these little orbits.
Right. Like people tell us why they like public campgrounds and we're like, oh, okay, yeah, we get that. And people tell us why they like private campgrounds. We're like, yeah, that makes sense. So it's like we can kind of like synthesize all of this for people. And we have ended up doing a lot of presentations about campgrounds, and we've written extensively about this. So it's just kind of cool that I feel like that represents that part of what we do. And I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take that, you know, public campground site that's deep in the woods with no amenities, or you can give me a golf cart at a Yogi Bear and I'll be just as happy as can be.
Yeah. And it just shows how we are and how this experience has been for us. So it's been fun. Okay. So the next one, were you surprised about this one?
I was surprised when I initially saw it, but now I'm not surprised at all because I think that you have probably a really interesting explanation as to why it's one of your favorites.
All right. So number 63 was the pros.
67.
Oh, sorry. 67 was the pros and cons of a toy hauler.
And why was this episode so important to you?
Okay. And it's not because we're getting a toy hauler, right?
Oh, I thought that would be your reason.
No, right. And it's actually not. It's because of the fact that I have such fond memories of like the story that episode became, right? And I feel like that's what happens when you're creating content and you're like producing media. It's all really authentic storytelling. So that was the first time I went to Louisville, right?
And not the last.
Yeah. So I interviewed Mike Applin,
who we just saw at Hershey, and we had a great time hanging out with him at Hershey.
That's like the whole, you know, circle effect. So I went there. I had never met him before.
He was the product director for toy haulers then, and now he has recently promoted to a bigger position.
So I interviewed him about toy haulers, and he was just so full of personality, and we knew we were developing this episode. And we also knew simultaneously that we were thinking about a toy hauler and interested in the whole concept.
Well, we almost kind of like did the interview to like, we were to like see what we could learn.
Educating ourselves.
Which we often do that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we want to find out, so let's do an episode.
Yeah, and then it's like all this stuff has happened over the course of the year. We've had so much exposure to, you know, different types of RVs. We chose a toy hauler. We saw Mike Applin again at Hershey just this past weekend, and we were like, Mike, and the king of the toy haulers, and we're joking around about it. And I was just like, you know, I just love that we get to do that, that we get to storytell about these RVs, right? Like, there's these people behind the scenes making these dream makers. Like, these RVs are people's, like, dreams.
Well, I think we've learned in the last 6 months to a year that these product directors at the RV companies are kind of the rock stars of our industry. I mean, they're the ones pushing this thing into the future. And they're often these very creative, quirky, smart people that are very, they kind of take you by surprise.
Yeah, they do. And they're behind the scenes and nobody ever, you know, knows who they are.
I just think of RVs as being like built.
Yeah. You know,
somebody's got to design them.
And then everybody's out there saying right now, and this is like the, you know, everybody's going, oh, they're all the same and blah, blah, blah.
Oh my gosh.
And they're
not true.
It's not. And I heard another person say it today on a podcast, like that all the RVs are the same out there. It's cookie cutter. And I'm like, you're not paying attention.
You didn't walk 50,000 steps every day at the Hershey show like we did. There's definitely a bunch of them that are the same, but you don't have to look that hard to see all the creativity that's out there in this industry.
Yeah. So when in that interview, when Mike explained that he used his wife's magazines, you know, and watched like the design
shows. The design shows and the home improvement shows to design his toy haulers.
That was like an aha moment for me of what goes on behind the scenes. So that was just a moment for me as I would say like a journalist, right? Who's producing a show called RVFTA.
And this industry is as creative as the consumer will allow it to be. There's so many quirky options out there. And if people buy them, then there will be more quirky options out there. I mean, people fall into patterns in terms of what they buy.
They don't understand. It's not
the really
manufacturer's
fault. It's really more about the
fault. Consumer. It's their fault.
If you're seeing the same thing, it's more about the consumer.
Yeah.
These guys want to make, these guys and girls, men and women, and I need to make sure I say that.
Yes,
because
we've
there
had
are
Amy Duthie
many
on
female
the show.
Product directors
yes.
out there. They want to make quirky stuff. They don't want to put out the same floor plan every year because otherwise, like, what's the justification for their job?
Yeah, right? You're good. You can go home now.
Here's another double over double bunkhouse with couch and dinette on the slide. I mean, they don't want to do that.
All right. So my very last episode that I picked was number 82, which was the RV Makeover 101 with the Papa Princess. And that represented just how this show and content creation in general can just lead to a really like personal, fun project, right, for me. And a lot of that content creation always forces us to say, like, what do we want to do next, right? Like, what do we want to learn about? Like, I feel like that's what this show has been about. We're always, you know, pushing ourselves to learn new things. So we're never positioning ourselves like, we're the experts on this. It's like, we don't know anything about this. Let's get someone on.
It's no fun to be the expert.
No. And so for the 2 years, like, I hadn't done anything with the inside of our RV. You know, you were like Mr. No Modifications. And I had just sort of like been like, okay, I'm not allowed to do anything. And that was really fun over the course of a couple months to not only interview Larissa Richardson from the Papa Princess, then to also do my own personal project with no mods in our trailer and just sort of combine the whole thing together. And I think our listeners loved it. Like, it was a large project and I knew it was going to take a lot of effort, and I really did the effort. I did the research, I did the shopping, which isn't easy for me. I'm not a shopper. And I had a blast doing it, and it was fun.
Yeah, so I guess at the end of the day, a good podcast episode inspires us.
Yeah, it does, because people, definitely, because that's what makes it authentic, right? That's why it comes across as authentic, because we are really living it. We don't sit down and say, what are we going to talk about, and just kind of like look online and for content. Like, we mine our experiences as RVers for all this content, from Dutch oven cooking. Like, I don't know how to Dutch oven cook good. You want to have somebody on the show for you know, that's what we do. And I think that translates to our audience.
Okay, so those are our five favorite episodes each.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to hear what your favorite episodes are. And remember, that's how you're going to enter to win that great Yogi Bear camping weekend and the Camp Casual mugs. Can you remind everybody how our listeners can win that great prize?
I will, when we come back in a minute to wrap up the show.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 107 of RVFTA. RVFTA supports the Tents for Troops RV Loaner Program, our big second anniversary episode. Before we kind of wrap up the show, we need to thank our friends at Progressive Insurance.
And this is RV Travel Tips. Before taking your pet on a long-distance road trip, get your pet acclimated to traveling by taking them for short trips. It will help them get used to the sudden movements and noises of being on the road. Be patient. It can take several weeks for them to feel comfortable. Just another way, Progressive has you covered while you're out on the road.
Boy, oh boy, is Maggie comfortable out on the road.
She's just fine. She tries to get into that car.
Wes and Maggie have emerged as the two camping diehards in this family.
Camping champions.
Wesley asked me today, Dad, when are we going camping?
He's like stressing.
Well, he's like, we haven't been camping in like 3 weeks, Dad. Yeah. What's going on?
He's jonesing. All right. So remember, all right, we have a GoFundMe page set up. If you go to GoFundMe.com, you will see RVFTA supports tents for troops. If you search for that in that search bar, we're going to come right up, okay? Or you can go over to the show notes for this episode 107, and you can find the link on the sidebar of our website, okay? There is no excuse. Go over, do that today. And as soon as we hit $10,000, we are going to stop harassing you about it, and we are going to buy a trailer that will be housed at a campground for active military use. How awesome is that?
Perfectly awesome. I mean, it's really going to be the biggest, most exciting thing we've ever done, and we're going to do it all together.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and now the second thing that you can do, okay, and this instead of you got to give to get, okay? That's what RVFTA is all about. You can also enter to win the Jellystone and Camp Casual giveaway. All right, we are giving away 3 camping nights.
RV or tent,
or two cabin or housing nights at a Jellystone campground that's topped off at $400 total.
Awesome prize at any Jellystone in the country or in Canada.
Yep, both. Okay, and then we're also giving away a set of the Camp Casual mugs. In order to win, you have to go over to the contest post on Facebook or on Instagram, and you are going to have to comment with the name and the episode number of your favorite podcast, and you got to tell us why it's your favorite podcast.
One of our podcasts.
Yes.
And you got to put the episode number, because we want people to read it and go, oh, I didn't listen to that one. Let me go back and listen. So episode number, title, and why you loved it, and you're entered in for a chance to win a really great prize.
And we'll announce the winner.
But more importantly, hey, can we raise 10 grand to buy an RV for these troops and their families that deserve it so much? Yes, we can.
I think we can.
We can do it. Let's get it started. Don't wait.
All right.
Donate now.
See you at the campground.